It's been a full year since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump last spoke to each other. Christina Marcos, congressional reporter at The Hill, says the anniversary of sorts underscores the historic level of dysfunction and discord between two of the most powerful people in Washington. Christina, explain.
It's entirely normal for the president and speaker of opposing parties to clash in public and to be at odds with each other routinely. But at a minimum, they've always been at least on speaking terms, and sometimes they even had warm personal relationships behind the scenes. Whereas whenever Pelosi and Trump have crossed paths, it's almost always ended in disaster, and it's shown that far from being able to try to notch any sort of legislative deal together, it's clear that the two can barely stand each other.
Wow.
And that just underscores the nature of American politics right now, where both sides are so entrenched in their partisan positions, and they have more incentive to play to their respective bases than to try to deal with each other.
Remind us of a couple of those disasters.
Well, most recently, the last time Speaker Pelosi and President Trump were even in the same room together was in early February when they were at the National Prayer Breakfast. And this was right around the time that the Senate voted to acquit President Trump of in the impeachment trial, and President Trump said that he doesn't like people who say they're praying for you when they don't mean it. And that, of course, was an implicit dig at Pelosi, who had often said that she prays for the president. And 2 days before that was the State of the Union, where President Trump appeared to snub Pelosi's attempt at handshake, and then at the end of the speech, she ripped up a copy of the speech that was in front of her.
What had she done to set him off? Was there something before that precipitated the handshake thing?
Well, the State of the Union was actually the eve of the Senate vote to acquit President Trump. And adding fueling the tension at the time, of course, was impeachment, which Pelosi presided over. And their last in-person meeting a year ago, October 16th, 2019, was just a few weeks after the House had launched its impeachment inquiry. And so that Pelosi and Trump had always been on tense terms. It wasn't the first time that they had a blow up in a meeting when they tried to meet together. But once the House actually set off with impeachment, their relationship became completely beyond repair.
Boy, we're speaking with Christina Marcos, congressional reporter at The Hill. She's written a piece about the 1 year anniversary in which President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have not spoken. What have outside observers say about this? And I mean outside of, say, the Trump and Pelosi camps.
Well, lawmakers that I talked to said that they frankly think it's a sad commentary on the state of our governance right now. That the president and the speaker aren't even on speaking terms. And you see it with the coronavirus relief package that the Trump administration and Speaker Pelosi have been trying to, and Senate Republicans have been trying to negotiate for months now, and they still haven't been able to reach an agreement despite the fact that all of these relief measures, like enhanced unemployment benefits for people who've been impacted economically by the pandemic, they continue to suffer while the two sides are unable to reach an agreement. And as we get closer to the election, it seems increasingly unlikely that there's going to be really any political incentive for the two sides to reach a deal before then.
Yeah. Is it unusual that a president would dispatch somebody like the Treasury Secretary, in this case Steve Mnuchin, to do the negotiating on the White House's behalf with the House Speaker on something like stimulus?
Not necessarily. I mean, there have been presidents who would dispatch relevant cabinet officials for negotiations with Congress or key staff members to hammer out specifics of legislation. But what is unusual is for the president to essentially be never involved directly in any legislative negotiations, and to be unable to even interact directly with one of the congressional leaders.
Thanks, Christina. Christina Marcos, congressional reporter at The Hill.